This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India today signed a defense deal with France to procure 26 Rafale marine fighter aircraft. The Intergovernmental Agreement, IGA, was signed by Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and Minister of Armed Forces of France, Sébastien Lecornu, in New Delhi. Out of 26 Rafale marine aircraft, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seater, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. The delivery of these aircraft will be completed by 2030. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh at his residence in New Delhi today. The meeting took place in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack and decided the course of action after that. The meeting comes a day after Chief of Defence Staff Anil Chauhan briefed the Defence Minister on the critical decisions. The Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly today passed a strong worded resolution to condemn the terror attack in Pahalgam, in which 26 people, mostly tourists, were killed on April 22nd. The resolution, which described the attack as heinous, barbaric, inhuman and cowardly act, was unanimously adopted by the House after a three-hour-long discussion. Speaking at a special session of the Assembly, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah expressed solidarity with the victims of the terror attack and extended condolences to their families.
मेरे पास अल्फाज नहीं थे कि मैं क्या कह के उनके घर वालों से माफी मांगूं यहां की टूरिज्म के मिनिस्टर की हैसियत से मैंने इन लोगों को दावत दी थी यहां आने की मेजबान होते हुए मेरी जिम्मेदारी थी कि सही सलामत मैं इन्हें यहां से वापस भेजूं नहीं भेज पाया और माफी मांगने के अल्फाज नहीं थे.
The Chief Minister praised the spontaneous outpouring of grief and condemnation across the region, marking the beginning of the end of terrorism. The House also endorsed the Union government's diplomatic measures. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, court in Delhi has extended the 26/11 terror attack mastermind Tahir Rana's custody for 12 days. The NIA had sought a 12-day extension from the court after the expiry of the 18-day custody that had earlier been granted to the probe agency. Tahir Rana, who was recently extradited from the United States, was produced before the NIA court today. President Draupadi Murmu is presenting the Padma Awards at the first civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Bhumushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. On the eve of Republic Day this year, the government had announced 139 Padma Awards, which comprises of 7 Padma Bhumushan, 19 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri awards. The World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves, which is scheduled from the 1st to the 4th of May next month, places India at the center stage of global creativity. In an article, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said that conceptualized under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, Waves is a transformative movement that will redefine the media and entertainment landscape. He said as India's media and entertainment industry nears 2.7 trillion rupees, Waves 2025 signals countries' intent to lead in creativity, innovation and entrepreneurship. Russian President Vladimir Putin today announced a 72-hour ceasefire in his ongoing military operation in Ukraine on account of the 80th anniversary of Victory Day celebrations next month. A statement issued by the Kremlin this afternoon, the ceasefire will begin from midnight on May 7 to 8 until midnight on May 10th to 11th. In Canada, polling stations opened nationwide early today with voters selecting 343 members of parliament. Election has been held to determine who will become the country's next prime minister. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended over 1.2% up, fueled by strong earnings reports and significant gains in energy, oil and gas and PSU bank stocks. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex surged 1,006 points to close at 80,218. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 gained 289 points to settle at 24,329. In IPL T20 cricket, host Rajasthan Royals will face Gujarat Titans at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.